Planning of the ward design is also very important to look for the different sanitary facilities which are attached to the ward, like western style toilet and bathrooms, then wash basins, then dirty utility room where all the used mops, patients' bedpan, sputum mugs is kept. Janitor rooms is usually the rooms where all the housekeeping department like dry mop, wet mops, brooms, dust bins, etc. are kept. Then there should be provision for the adequate supply of water and electricity. The different facilities which are required along with the ward, that indoor patient, to give the complete care of the patient while they stay in the hospital. The size of the toilet in the single room or double room should be 3.25 square meter, and that in the general ward should be at least 5.25 square meter. This is because the general room toilet is usually western type, therefore it requires the less space as compared to the toilet in the general ward, which is Indian style type, which require more space. Then there should be provision of one bathroom for each 10 bed in the general ward. Therefore, if you have 50 bed located in the general ward, there should be provision of at least 4 to 5 bathrooms to avoid overcrowding. Ward configuration, particularly the wash basin. One wash basin for washing of the hand, washing of the face, brushing of the teeth, etc. should be provided for each bed, 8 bed. So if your ward is provided with 80 bed, there should be provision of at least 8 wash basins. Then dirty utility room. Dirty utility room is used for emptying and cleaning the bedpan, that is used bedpan, used urinal pots, used sputum mugs, storage of the urine and blood samples and store samples, etc. These are all contaminated material which are required to measure the urine input and output, which may be required to send in the laboratory. So it is known as dirty utility room. Therefore, these are highly source of infection. Therefore, this type of room should be located away from the main patient ward, and it should not be located where there is increased chance of infection transmitting to the patient, such as immediate post-operative. Janitor room, mainly used for keeping the used housekeeping materials like mops, brooms, cleaning material like surface disinfectant like Dettol, Lysol, cleaning bucket, large sinks with the provision of cold and hot water supply, because sometimes you need to clean the wooden planks with the simple water, whereas sometimes you need to clean the floor of the hospital bed with warm water. Therefore, the mopping may be either dry mopping or wet mopping, or whether mopping may be using the hot water or cold water. It is estimated that approximately 300 liters of water is required per patient per bed. Therefore, if there is provision of 100 beds in the hospital, then the number of the total requirement of the water should be around 30,000 liter, and because per bed will require 300 liters of water per patient per day. This does not mean that this type of water is mainly required by the patient for taking bath, for washing clothes, but it also be utilized in the hospital pantry, hospital linen and laundry department, hospital housekeeping department, hospital laboratory services. So when the utility of water in these areas increases, the overall consumption of the water per patient, per bed, per day increases. Then beds should be provided with bedside locker where the valuable items of the patient can be kept, especially when the patient is going for the surgery, like patient watch, gold item, patient keys, mobiles, etc. or built-in cupboard. Usually the keys of the locker or built-in cupboard are given to the patient's relative so that the hospital is not bothered for any pilferage or any lost valuable item. Then lockers are also required to be given to the hospital staff so that these type of lockers may be used by the hospital staff to keep their dressing material, to keep their bed sheet, to keep the basic cleaning items which they require when they are on call duty. Then different type of provisions, like there should be provision of wheelchair, stretchers, trolley bay, which should be also provided with the ward so that it allows the problem of shifting the patient from one corner of the hospital to another. There should be provision of doctor's room, especially general duty doctor's room, where the on-call doctor can stay and take rest when they are not engaged while seeing the patient, like the doctors who work in shift, the doctors doing the night duty. Similarly, there will be also provision for on-call sister's room with the nursing station attached to each ward, where the nurses can observe the patient, fulfill the requirement of the patient, see that the patients are properly lying down, and also controlling the ward. Nursing service. Dr. Lambertson defined nursing service as a dynamic, therapeutic, and educative process in meeting the health needs of the society. Therefore, three landmarks of nursing service is that it is dynamic, means it should be patient oriented and should be given when required. It should be therapeutic and it should be according to the order given by doctor. It is also very important to educate the patient, especially at the time of discharge, when to come on the patient's doctor's OPD, at what time to come, what is the emergency number, how to take the drug, etc. The nursing care includes the care of the patient, which includes welcoming of the patient in the ward, preparing the bed, giving the patient the allocated bed, then doing daily the ward procedure while patient is there in the bed, like TPR, that is temperature, pulse and respiratory rate monitoring, giving injection, giving drugs, sending the specimen samples for lab investigation, attaching the report, writing down the doctor's fresh order. Then it also requires the care not only when the patient is in the ward, but also at the time of discharge, particularly explaining the medicines to be taken on the discharge, the dose in which it is taken, the duration in which it is to be taken, special precaution if required, how to follow up in the OPD, when is the doctor's OPD days, what is the timing, what is the emergency number where you can contact at the time of emergency. Then the staffing norms of the nurses. The staffing norms of the nurses depend on the number of the patient in the ward and also the criticality of the patient. For example, the patients who are admitted in ICU, that is intensive care unit, CCU, that is cardiac care unit, NICU, that is neonatal intensive care unit, may require lot of nursing care along with the doctors. Therefore, for each bed there should be one nurse. Therefore, if ICU is 10 bedded, the nurses should be 10 in number, so that each patient gets the specific attention and health needs and health requirement of the patient is fulfilled. In the high dependency ward, like the orthopedic ward, the labor ward, or the post-labor ward, ANC ward, cardiology ward, the pediatric ward, where the number of the patient is more, ward is always full with the patient. This type of ward usually require ideally one nurses per bed, but this is not always possible. And even in the high dependency ward, there are nearly 3 to 5 beds having only one nurse. In the low dependency ward, like the ophthalmology ward, ENT ward, dermatological ward, where treatment is to be required, but not so aggressive treatment, not so prompt treatment, not so frequent change in the doctor's order. Patients usually suffer from chronic illness. There is no life-threatening condition. Therefore, in this low dependency ward, the number of the nurses may be required in less number. And therefore, for ideally, for every 3 to 5 bed, one nurse is required. But in this low dependency ward, in government scenario and in Indian scenario, there is one nurse for every 5 to 10 bed. In the operation theater, if the single operation table is there, there should be ideally 3 nurses. One is the scrub nurse who is washed up along with the doctors, assisting the doctors during surgery and fulfilling the requirement, and also making the doctor's surgical field very neat and clean, making the doctors more patient comfortable, more friendly with the surgical procedure, taking care of the mood of the patient, taking care of the mood of the doctors, and making the surgical operation very smooth. Then is the circulating nurse who are not washed up, but usually moves around the OT to give surgeon or assisting nurse the requirement of the new surgical instrument, disposable items, implant, checking the patient's special disease if they suffer from, looking after the pre-anesthetic note and consent for the patient, etc., and is anesthetic nurse which is assisting the person who is giving anesthesia, which may be spinal anesthesia, general anesthesia. The anesthetist usually makes the surgeon's operation smooth by taking care of the patient, making the patient lie down comfortably while operation is carrying out, and if they require anything, it is to be helped by the nursing staff, who is known as nursing staff helping the anesthetist, and this is known as anesthetist nurse. So in the operation theater, for each OT table, there should be 3 category of nurse. One is the scrub nurse with the doctor, one is the circulating nurse or the mobile nurse, and one is the nurse assisting the anesthetist. In the labor ward, per delivery suite, there should be one nursing staff taking care of the mother in the labor, also fulfilling the demand of the gynecologist who are performing the labor procedure. For example, they may require materials to do the episiotomy suture, they may require the staff nurse to give fundal pressure while delivering the baby, or they may require a staff nurse to give the surgical blade or instrument while doing the suturing or application of the vacuum or forceps. So all these things are assisted by competent and dynamic staff nurses and dedicated staff nurses who are present along with the labor ward bed. Then bedside nursing. Bedside nursing is usually the milder form of nursing care which is carried out in day-to-day procedure for indoor patients who are not very sick but require more supportive care, like preparing the bed of the patient, taking care of the oral cavity of the patient, that is mouth care, doing the wet mopping and sponging, then cleaning the bedpan attached to the patient, which may be the sputum mug, which may be the urinal pan, which may be the stool pan, etc. Then collection of the pathological specimen, like collection of the blood sample, urine sample, and sending to the laboratory. Then attaching the lab investigation form along with the patient's day-to-day note, informing the doctor about any change in the blood report configuration, doing the bedside tests like random blood sugar assessment using glucometer, then monitoring the vitals of the patient like TPR charting, that is temperature, pulse, and respiratory rate charting, monitoring the urine input output, giving injection, then maintaining the fluid chart of the patient, then following the instruction like change order of the patient, then accompanying the doctors while doing the round, changing the bed of the patient position so that the patient who are lying down, unconscious patient for the prolonged period of time, do not suffer from the bed sores. Generalized nursing is the nursing which is required to be carried out for every patient who are admitted in the ward. This is the care of the wound, like the care of the surgical wound, which may be the care of the wound post appendicectomy surgery, post LSCS surgery, post tubal ligation, then carrying out different type of suction, then starting the oxygen line as and when required. If the patient is catheterized, give the bladder wash with aseptoceres and potassium permanganate crystals dissolved in the normal saline, giving nebulization to asthmatic patient, then doing gastric lavage, giving rise to feeding, putting the IV line, etc. Specialized nursing. Specialized nursing is a special type of nursing care which is given to the pediatric age group, that is small babies or small children below 11 years of age, because of the specific illness, because of the specific body mass index, because of the specific ward configuration or disease pattern they suffer from. Then is the infection control nurse, which is usually the part of hospital infection control team, who is headed by hospital pathologist, epidemiologist and nursing staff to reduce the rate or chances of hospital acquired infection, which is one of the major problem when the patients stay in the hospital more than 10 days. This type of hospital acquired infection will unnecessarily increase the duration of the stay of the patient in the hospital, and such type of infection is known as nosocomial infection. It is estimated that for every 25 bed there should be one infection control nurse. Then the nursing care which is given to the mother in labor, in ANC and post delivery. Then a special type of nursing care which is required for the patient of the cardiac problem, which may be the cath lab patient or the patient of open heart surgery. Then the psychiatric nursing requires the nursing care with humble and humanity, especially for the depressive patient, manic psychosis patient, acute depression patient, or the patient of schizophrenia, altered behavior, etc. Occupational health nursing usually given to the patient who are doing the specific type of job, usually attached to occupational health center of industrial unit, giving first aid, reporting the injuries, noting down the accident on duty, and also giving the emergency care at the scene, that is at the industrial region. Geriatric nursing is also very important because of the increase in the lifespan, because of the better modality of the treatment available, and large number of the patients are in the age group more than 65 who do not able to take care of themselves because of the senile dementia or prolonged illness they suffer from. The patient outreach program, which is mainly done outside the hospital, like the cancer detection camp, blood donation camp, ophthalmological camp, cataract screening camp, and they also not only give this type of care but also try to maintain the care and become the part of any investigation, ruling, finding out the fault in the nursing, and this is known as nursing audit, to maintain the quality of the nursing care. Now, assignment of the nursing duty. The nursing duties are mainly assigned by the case method. The nurses are generally given the duty by different type of patients admitted in the ward. For example, the nurses may be given duty in TB ward. The nurses may be given duty in the ophthalmology ward. The nurses may be given duty in the dermatological ward. Then function. According to the function they perform. For example, the nurses who perform their duty in operation theater is known as OT nurse. The nurses who perform their duty in OPD is known as OPD nursing. The nurses will perform the duty for the reducing the infection load in the hospital is known as infection control nursing. Then is the nursing is team method. Team method is usually the part of nursing education, which may be the part of teaching nursing team. Then the team method may be required in carrying out the quality improvement in the nursing care, like nursing auditing team, then the nursing administration team carrying out the or monitoring the different problems which come across in day-to-day nursing of the patient care. Role and function of intensive care service. The critical care is defined as provision of sophisticated life support system with appropriate life support system. So the two catchwords is sophisticated life support system and appropriate life support system. So if the treatment is appropriate but not sophisticated, it will not be fulfilled. If the treatment is sophisticated but not appropriate, it not be fulfilled. So these two parameters should go side by side and both should be given equally importance. The aim of the life support treatment is to bring out the patient from the crisis so that it prevent the life-threatening complication, especially in the critically ill patient. Contrary to the popular belief, ICU is the place and not the form of the treatment as the patient lay down. Many people think that ICU is a form of treatment, but ICU is actually in-house treatment, mainly reflecting the place where the patient of the critical illness are admitted so that the care with prevention of the disease, reducing the suffering and reducing the mortality is aimed at. The ICU size. The number of the bed in the ICU size is variable, which depends upon hospital to hospital. According to 1968 report, the study recommended that for every hospital, 10% of the bed should be kept for the emergency cases. So if hospital is 100 bedded, at least 10 beds should be there in the ICU. Because ICU is costly, it is capital intensive, it is expensive, many hospitals cannot afford excess bed to the ICU. It is observed that 3 to 6% of the cases admitted in the hospital may require intensive care at any moment. And in the pediatric ward, at least 8% of the beds should be reserved for the patient who require intensive care in the intensive pediatric care unit, that is known as NICU. The types of critical care unit depends upon the type of the patient admitted. If the patient is admitted because of the medical illness in the ICU, it is known as MICU, Medical Intensive Care Unit. The cases of medical intensive care unit may be the patient suffering from acute attack of bronchospasm, that is status asthmaticus, acute attack of epilepsy, that is status epilepticus. Then patient admitted in MICU may be because of organophosphorus poisoning, because of homicidal or suicidal attempt, because of snake poisoning. Then surgical intensive care unit may be the patient of gunshot injury, the patient of burst abdomen post surgery, the patient of complicated surgical problem because of the medical illness, like gas gangrene in the patient of complicated and end-stage diabetes. Then the patient admitted in the coronary care unit are usually suffering from the heart problem, and this heart problem patient may require either the care by cardiologist or care by cardiothoracic surgery depending upon the nature of treatment. If the treatment is non-invasive, it is given by cardiologist. If the treatment is invasive, it is given by cardiothoracic surgeon. Similarly, the patient of burns who requires specialized care with aseptic precaution and with intensive care and nursing required to be admitted in surgical burn unit, whereas patient of pediatric age group, that is from 1 month to 11 months, are admitted in pediatric intensive care unit. And if the baby's birth or age is less than 1 month, then these type of babies are admitted in the NICU, and the baby age less than 1 month is known as perinatal period. Means the babies are delivered, but the age is not more than 1 month.